Hey girl, you feel that?
That's boyfriend material. This is episode 20, The Notebook. From 2004. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe too. And this episode is brought to you by wood.
Oh, you mean wood?
No, that's boyfriend material.
No, wood. So, okay.
Wood, I think wood was the...
Wood's a big one. A few notes. Number one, this is like the Gosling movie.
It's the Gosling movie.
Number two, this is the first time we're recording this podcast in person.
True.
This is the first time that we watched a Gosling movie together.
Yeah, well, it was the right one to watch together.
And wood, not only on the boat, the canoe that he rows.
Yes.
But the house that he rebuilds.
That he's a lumberjack to begin with.
The lumber... Oof.
Do you feel that hardwood?
It's boyfriend material. I was so excited to watch this movie all along because this is like the Gosling movie, as we've been saying.
I purposely didn't talk about it because I knew we were going to talk about it, but like, I want to know how you feel about this movie.
Well, so I think the big thing is that it's just exactly what I thought it was going to be. Like, it's not surprising.
Is it comforting in that way? I think that maybe that's why people like it so much, because it's kind of comforting in the, like, you're not really surprised by... I mean, we talked about this last night.
Wait, you just turn your brain off, you mean?
Yeah. This is, like, a really well-done Lifetime movie. Like, even Lifetime movies, like, kind of have, like, a surprise. Like, maybe his grandma, like, would have stabbed someone or something. Maybe it's a Hallmark movie. You just get exactly what you know going into it. If they would have named this, like, Wife Dementia Reading To... It would have been a Hallmark movie.
Fire-ass titles, baby. It's coming up soon.
Yeah.
This movie I'm looking up in terms of how successful it was. At a $30 million budget, it made 81 in the U.S. and made another 30 worldwide. So, like, it made a lot of money, but it wasn't like this. Because I feel like, considering how important and how popular and how beloved this is by every girl who was in high school at this time, and probably older.
Yeah.
But our experience of being in high school, I feel like it isn't as big as I thought it was going
to
be.
You have to remember that this isn't, like... As much as this is a romantic movie, this isn't a go make out in the theater movie.
Right.
So, like, they're not going to get all that, like, 21 Jump Street money. And this is more of a, like, girls crying at home, and it's pre, like, Netflix streaming.
Mm-hmm.
You have to, like, order the disc, so...
I actually wonder if, you know, because we talk a lot about how if a movie is the kind of movie that you can go to the theater with and make out, and then be like, oh, yeah, Ryan Gosling's a lawyer, and Anthony Hopkins killed his wife, and...
Yeah.
Then he didn't do it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, okay. But, like, if you hear, like, if you miss, like, if you're not paying attention, you sort of miss the twist. They'd be like, well, what do you think about the twist? And they're like,
How would you miss the twist? They tell you it, like, 16 times through the movie.
I'm just saying, man, there's a possibility.
No.
It doesn't exactly lend itself to total
shutting
brain off.
No, the thing is you're going to bring a girl there to make out during this movie, thinking you picked a good movie for her to, like, want to make out to.
And she's going
to
be too into it?
And she's going to be too into it and cry. And then you're going to be like, I ruined my whole night because I can't even make out during this
movie. But then what you got to do is you got to do like what Gosling does and just wipe the tears off her face.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what you got to do.
Most boyfriend material moment. So the first thing that I wrote down, my first surprise in this movie is that the trailer and everything, or not the trailer, poster and everything I've sort of seen about the movie is blue. Like, it's them, it's her in the blue dress,
yeah.
It's in the rain, and the first, like, 3 minutes of this movie is red. And I'm like, what? It's not an important thing, but I was just like, I don't
her
know.
Her hair's red.
Everything.
Yeah.
Like, the whole tint, like, the him rowing and, like, the whole, like, it's like sunset. Everything's red. And I was like, what? I don't, what?
Yeah, it's a fiery passion of summer.
And then my second note was, is this old man Gosling? So from the very first time I saw the old gentleman.
I don't know how you got the spoiler so fast.
I don't know, man. I also feel like I don't think that I had known that, but maybe I had. My guess for this episode, I was not exactly right in a lot of things, but I was also wildly right in a lot of things.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, you know exactly what it's going to be. Oh, man. When girls would tell me they really like this movie, like, I haven't seen it since I was in high school, and I hated it because everybody loved it, and I didn't like the movie, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
I watched it once, I was like, this is fucking terrible. If people are like, this is my favorite movie, like, when we're reading the Letterboxd reviews last night, it's like, holy fuck, like, why? Like,
yep,
I still don't get it.
And we will, I found a great
I get that it's emotional.
Review.
Like, I actually got a little forklump this time, you know what I mean? You get near the end and you're like, oh yeah, this is pretty sweet, right? Not, like, favorite movie of all. It's just, like, so bland. It's so flat for it being such, like, okay, you have one girl, two guys kind of, like, fighting over her, and then she picks the one that her parents wouldn't want her to have because her mom tells her, you should follow your heart. And
well, her,
like,
mom did a shitty thing.
How?
Didn't give her the letters.
Well, yeah.
Because Gosling proves himself to be a good man.
No, he's not. He didn't prove himself with letters.
No, I mean, he proves that he loves her. He wrote her 365 letters. And the mom didn't give her any of them. I also feel like that's been in a bunch of movies. Where, like, just the letters don't arrive or something. Like,
wasn't
I wrote you
that...
every day.
Yeah.
I've seen that before.
Yeah, we've definitely heard of this before. Imagine be like, my text. I was sending SMS and...
Oh, let me turn off airplane mode.
Yeah, exactly.
So my other big surprise in this movie is that E from Entourage is Gosling's best friend. He sort of disappears. He's there for the first 15 or 20 minutes.
Pretty easily.
He doesn't die though, does he? Or does
yeah,
he?
That's like he's the little.
Oh, he does
Franco.
Die in the war. Yeah, in the war.
He just like, but it's like very uneventful. Like we don't really care about that. We're more concerned with Rachel McAdams. And like he dies, and Gosling's like, oh fuck. And then Rachel McAdams is, you know, dicking around somewhere. So.
And we were also saying that this feels like Gosling's character from La La Land, Seb's ideal era to live in, because it's the '40s. Basically drinking malts and going to the movie theater and sock hops. Like that's what it feels like for a while.
It does, yeah.
And
that's
it just
summertime.
Feels like this is what he's been trying to recapture. I don't know. Or maybe that's why people love La La Land, because it's like The Notebook, but good.
That's just
by the
like
way, have you
opinion,
ranked your
man.
Gosling movies?
Oh, no, I haven't.
You can do that on air.
I can.
So the first boyfriend material moment, is again, there's a lot of mixed. I feel like you were saying that there's like a million most and a million least. And I was just like, there's a lot that are just like, I don't know what to make of it.
Yeah.
When he sees Rachel McAdams and he falls in love with her immediately. And yes. Then she's with that guy on the double date with E and his girlfriend.
Yep.
Gosling literally jumps onto the Ferris wheel.
Yep.
That the two of them are in the car and he jumps in between them and he gets yelled at by the operators. Like, hey, two people to a car. And so then he jumps yep. off the car and is hanging from the literal Ferris wheel, like from the metal.
In front of her, yeah.
Begging her to go out on a date.
Well, he doesn't beg her to go on a date.
Gets pretty close.
He threatens to kill himself if she doesn't.
He's pressuring her to go on a date with him.
Yeah.
And then he goes from two hands to one hand, and then she eventually says yes, and he's like, I don't believe you. He's kind of doing like the opening act for a comedian, like, are you ready to, are you here to save some laughs? I can't hear you. And he's doing that. And then she finally says, yes, I'll go out with you. And then they go out.
No, she pantses him.
And so that's a whole lot of, like, it's very sweet, but it's also, like, it reminded me also of Blue Valentine. Remember where he's climbing the fence to, he's like, I'm going to kill myself if you don't tell me that you're pregnant.
Yes, yes.
That's his move. That's his move.
Yeah, the threatening death thing is always healthy in a relationship.
Especially this early, like, especially to start the relationship.
Yeah, it's, I like how girls find this endearing, and then they'll be like, he's too emotional, or like, I don't know, so weird shit. Sorry, never mind.
But then they're back on the ground, they go to the movies, or she backs out of the date, but then they go to the movies, and they kind of fall in love, and even that night's like...
Well, she doesn't back out of it, she just like, I mean, like, you know, this is a stunt, right? So he's like, when are we going on this date? And she's like, I just said that to get you off the Ferris wheel, like, I wasn't actually gonna go on a date with you. And she thinks he's smooth, and he, like, is trying to, you know, flirt with a lot of girls, but he really does just like her.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so, okay, so then they go to the movies.
And he's like, oh, do you guys love each other? He's like, you love each other. And then they walk away, and he walks her home, and it's very sweet, and then they lie down in the middle of the street, and they almost get run over. And again, another mixed boyfriend material moment, because it's super cute, but it's also like, if things go wrong, you're both dead. Or
yeah,
worse,
that's what he says.
She's dead.
To her.
Yeah.
And it's terrible. That's such a fucking corny line.
But she loves it. And
she
then
does love it.
They start slow dancing, and then I think the narrator or, you know, old Gosling in modern day says, soon they were inseparable. And then it's just like this like montage of them doing cute things together for a while.
Yeah, all summer. They're like riding one bicycle together and shit like that.
We found that he's a country boy. He's a lumberman. Yeah. She was from the city. She's from Charleston.
Yeah, and her dad has more money than God, right?
Mm-hmm. And her dad and her mom both want her to marry a man with more money than God. And so like James Marsden from the X-Men movies and from a bunch of different things.
Yeah, what am I remembering him from? Like, I know him, and I just don't remember what I'm actually remembering him from.
Well, the problem is that he's, like, slightly more handsome, way less famous James Franco. You know what I mean? Like, he looks like... He's also named
arguably
James.
Arguably more handsome, but...
He's Corny Collins in Hairspray, the Zeff movie. Remember the...
Okay, yeah, I remember that, but keep going.
He's in Westworld.
That's it. Got it.
He's Teddy.
Yeah, that's right. It is Teddy from Westworld. That's exactly what I'm thinking.
But again,
okay.
He's the kind of guy where you're like, I've seen him in a lot of things, but I don't remember what I've seen him in. Then, of course, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. That whole conversation.
Oh, God. We were just talking about this because Rachel and I were drunk the other night. We were, like, listening to, like, Dashboard Confessional songs. I was like, Rachel, how many times did you make this your away message on AIM? And she's like, never that part. And then, like, they got to, like, the next lyric, and I was like, that one? She was like, oh, yeah, too many times. I was like...
Because I wrote down... The first thing I wrote down is least boyfriend to her moment because she says, say I'm a bird. And he says, no. Like, this is exactly, like, this scene is essentially, like, the way that you do all these things. Because, like, your guesses for most and least is, like, they do one and then they do the other. He just says,
yes.
No. And then she's like, come on. He's like, all right, you're a bird. And then he says, and she's like, say you're a bird. He says, well, if you're a bird, I'm a bird. It's like, oh, tears, tears, tears.
Yeah, his love for her is so strong.
I think this is another thing that I had heard, but I didn't know what it was from. It also reminded me, so when we get to the letterbox game later, because we're only going to guess one top four, but I pulled like six or seven or like
yeah,
wild
you were
top
going
fours.
Nuts about them last night.
This reminds me of, instead of if you're a bird, I'm a bird, you jump, I jump, remember?
If you're a chicken on a stick, I'm a chicken on a stick.
No, I'm just saying, like, Titanic. Like, it's just like the,
yeah.
You do this, I do this.
This movie is another Titanic. It's 1,000% yep. Titanic.
So when we did for Cruise Club, we did Far and Away, which is the second movie that Cruise and Kidman did.
Okay.
And it's this 2.5-hour Irish epic, and I know the runtime's like 2 hours, 25 minutes, 2.5 hours, and I turn the movie on, and it's like Ireland, 1892, and I said out loud, ah, fuck. And then it's awesome. Like, it's great.
Okay.
Like, it's so much fun, and
yeah,
he's charming, and it's funny and everything.
You know what I thought about, like, Brooklyn, right?
I was like, this is going to be... Well, I also cried during Brooklyn. But I was like, but this is going to be the worst. Like, this is going to be the slowest movie. I'm not going to be able to get through this.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching, and I'm like, oh, I love this. And that is essentially Titanic on the ground. Like, it's the scene... It's like, he's like a tramp, and she's like this high-class woman. Like... They're all the same movie. All three of them are the
same
movie.
Yeah, it's in the same movie, dude. Forbidden love.
The aspirational love for the guy.
Yeah.
But for the woman, it's like the making her parents upset, but finding the boy who truly loves her.
They always have, like, two men pining over them. You have, like, one guy who's great for you and perfect, who your parents like, and then one guy who's great for you and perfect that your parents don't like, and you have to decide which man.
Yeah, James
Marsden
is
they're both,
the
like, really cool,
character.
And they're both, like, really cool about the, like... Like, there's never, like, a fight or, like, a stabbing, right? It's just, like, follow your heart. I know you'll make the right decision, and I'll love you for it no matter what.
Yep.
And it's like, no, that's not how this works, but sure.
But then, like, that's immediately after they start falling in love and whatever, and they go to... Like, he basically is put on stage, essentially, when they go to that, like, dinner party, the lunch party or whatever.
Yeah.
With her family and friends.
He should have been way more skeptical of this. You noticed that he was the only one wearing a black shirt. Like, everybody else was wearing, like, you know, southern white plantation uniform.
Mm-hmm.
He should have been more knowledgeable of, like, what was going to happen. He was going to get grilled,
they're basically
sure.
Just like, hey, boy, how much money do you make? And he's like, well, I make 40 cents an hour, 40 cents a week or whatever, but, like, I don't need all that money. I just save most of it. They're like, oh, 40 cents.
You poor peasant.
And then that's when her mom drops the bombshell. She's like, well, how are you going to stay together after the summer? He's like, oh, Charleston's not that far away. And she says, but Sarah Lawrence is in New York. And he's like, what
the fuck happened?
They have a boat scene. Like, every time there's a boat on screen, I said to you and said it to Rachel, I was like, is this boat scene? And Rachel's like, I'm not even close to the boat scene. But they jump in the water. Someone says, I think it's one of her dad or one of her parents, it might be her dad, says, the child's got too much spirit for a girl of her circumstance. I was like, is something wrong with her? It's just like, no, like, he's just like...
He's gonna give her the good old-timey orgasm fixer. Like, you know, the old-timey doctors, like, when they, like, they just have a vibrator, they're gonna get her spirits
like, wake
out.
Wake her up, yeah.
Yeah, she has too much spirit, so they're just gonna get them out.
Then we get to the Windsor Plantation, I wrote it down. I was like, and I asked you guys, I'm like, are they gonna bang in this haunted house? And you're like, just wait. And... I still don't know if they do or not. Like,
they
get close.
No, they do.
But she talks all the way through it, and she's very nervous. And I'm assuming she's definitely a virgin. It seems like...
Gosling's kind of a virgin, too. But I don't know. Maybe
he might
not.
Because it feels like he's just, like, the tramp that has gotten around. And maybe he's had sex with a girl. I don't know. But, like, it just does seem like he's kind of nervous in, like, a let's just do this. And she's nervous in, like, a I need you to guide me through this.
Which would be really awkward. I'd be like, just shut up. What are you talking about?
Most boyfriend material moment, he lays down a sheet for them to do it. They strip. They do, like, a
one-by-one. This is something that only happens in movies, right? This, like, one-for-one stripping.
Like, staring at someone?
Staring stripping is so weird.
You
I'm
strip,
like,
I strip, remember?
Yeah. It's like one of those things, like, you see it in a movie and you're like, oh, like, look at this. Can you imagine trying to do that in real life? It would be so awkward. You'd be like, you, like, look at them and you're like, shirt. You know, but, like, no words.
Yeah.
It's
and
so
she's
weird.
Talking to him the entire time, and he tells her that he loves her. I'm like, that's so...
Afterwards.
But then her parents have the cops out looking for her. They run home, and he's sitting in the living room.
Well, E from Entourage comes and rescues. He's like, oh, fuck, like, they're all looking for her.
Gosling can sort of hear them yelling, and her mother says... Joan Allen, who's Travolta's wife, I was saying, in Face Off.
Yeah.
He's trash, 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 not for you. And Gosling's out there like, oh boy. And her dad says, he's not suitable for you, baby. And so she runs outside, like, sobbing, and he wipes the tears off her face. and he won't let her drop out of school for him.
Because he loves her too much. Super boyfriendy.
This is essentially where she thinks, and you were criticizing this part of the movie, she thinks that he breaks up with her.
He's like,
ride it out and see what happens.
He's like, let's ride it out. Let's get to the end of the summer, and like we'll figure it out then. We don't need to have this like fight now. And she's like, you're breaking up with me. And he's like, no, I'm not. I'm just saying, mm-hmm. like, you know, I just found out hours ago that you're moving to New York.
Yep.
I want you to go to school.
Yep.
And, like, your parents hate me. So, like, let's try to work through this summer and see where we end up at the end of it. And she's like, nope, we're breaking up. Fuck you. I'm out.
So she slaps him in the face, which we're going to nominate for best punch. Because, I mean, he just always gets hit in the face.
She's pushing him around, too, like, aggressively.
Pushing him to the car.
Yeah.
Slapping his chest and slapping his face. And he's just like, all right.
Yeah, so then she screams and he drives away.
But then, another most boyfriend girl moment. He writes 365 letters to her over the course of the year, all unanswered. They have the one scene of him, like, out his window. Like, as he's fixing up the Windsor house, he's, like, out the window.
No, this is before the house thing, right?
It's before the house. Well, I think he's in the house. Or maybe he's his dad's house.
Yeah, he's his dad's house. Because he goes to the war and then comes back and gets the house.
Yes. But he's all scraggly beard.
Yeah.
But he's, like, to the mailman, he's just like, is it here? And then the guy's like, no.
Yeah, he's like, anything today? He's like, sorry, bud.
So then it's World War II. They go to war. E dies. She's working in hospitals, getting hit on by James Morrison, who's basically the full body cast. I was like, I don't see a ring on that finger. You want to go out with me? I'm like, damn, that is confidence.
That is super confident. But like I said, I think that was a good move because he's not going to get handsy with her. Can't really move too much.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, it would be like a really nice, proper, gentlemanly date.
It's a slow getting to know you kind of date.
Exactly. He's like, I got like 6 months until this cast comes off, so like, no funny business until then, at least.
Gosling returns from war in his full military garb and sunglasses.
He looks so goofy. That was probably my favorite Gosling, like, look from this movie. Because he's just like, doo-doo-doo, like, walking down the street,
yep.
like, with his bag and his aviators on.
Mm-hmm. His dad's like, so I decided that we're going to sell this house, buy your house, or move into your house and fix it up because this is your dream. I'm like, that's a...
Thanks, Dad. Yeah. Okay. What a dad, man.
So then, the trouble starts when he goes to Charleston to get the permits to build the house.
Yes.
And he's on the bus, and he sees her, and the bus driver won't let him off the bus, so he jumps off a moving bus.
Yes, he just opens it, slides the door thing, jumps off the moving bus. Which is, that's top-tier boyfriend material moment.
Yeah.
Jumping off a moving bus for you.
Yeah. Then Gosling's dad dies. Gosling has
let himself
go.
Again, another death we just kind of skimp over.
Yep.
Gosling has all these, like, grieving problems because we don't give him enough time to grieve at any death in this movie.
The house is coming together very nicely. He won't sell it. He's got all these buyers.
Well, because you didn't outwardly say it, he builds the perfect house for her. He did it
with
exactly
a painting room in the front.
Painting room in the front, white house, blue shutters, everything that she said when he took her there, he did for her. And because he's like, okay, I promise, I'll do all that stuff for you. And he built the house for her, knowing
that
she came back.
So do you think he's the kind of guy, I mean, I know that like my next note is that he has his new fuck buddy who like, just like they sleep together. But he doesn't seem super into it, just like to pass the time kind of thing. And I looked up and she's also in First Gauze as a reporter without a name. So she comes back. I guess she doesn't have a huge part in this movie, other than to basically say when Rachel McAdams shows up, she's like, she's magnificent or whatever she says. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I get it now.
Yeah, we all see it.
But do you think if is he the kind of guy in this movie that, I mean, obviously he has sort of moved on and he's in a relationship with her. If he never got back together with Rachel McAdams, do you think he would have ever married anybody else, or he always would have just stayed in that house and just sort of waited for her, essentially?
Oh, that's a good question. I think he would be in, like, a loveless relationship with that woman forever. I don't think he would have, like, bounced around. I think he would have, like, stayed kind of with this other redheaded chick. And I think that because she was a widow, it was good, because they wouldn't have to get remarried, right? You know what I mean? Like, she's a widow, and, like, that's what's happening. Yeah, I don't think that he would get married. And I think that if Rachel McAdams would have came back, even when
at any point,
she was,
like 40
super
years,
old.
40 years
yeah.
down the line, he would have been like, all right, cool, that's my time with her now.
Yeah, exactly.
Rachel McAdams is now getting married to James Marsden. He, you know, asks her parents for permission. They say yes. He asks her. She says yes. She's in her wedding dress. She's freaking out. They look in the newspaper. They see her wedding listing, like, you know.
They're like, the governor's coming.
Miss Rachel McAdams to marry Mr. James Marsden. The governor's coming. They literally open the newspaper. Front page picture of Gosling. Look at this house I built.
That's completely the house that he built for her.
And then the funniest scene in the movie is just her, at least in the veil. I don't know if it's in her full wedding dress.
She looks super hot in this.
Just in the bathtub, just like...
Just veil, bathtub, drinking wine.
Devastated.
Staring at the picture.
Yep.
God,
and her
Rachel
mom, the funny, like, what I laughed out loud was her mom sees the picture and just goes, oh boy, like, I know exactly what this means. This is, we're done. This is, you know, the wedding's not happening. Like, I know exactly, because we find out later, her mom, the same thing. Like, she had a
lumber boy herself.
I don't think they explicitly say that, but, like, it seems like that guy is Rachel McAdams' dad, right? Like, it's like a...
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It does seem like that maybe she got pregnant by this guy and then married the other guy, you know what I mean?
Maybe.
It does seem like that, but I we can't definitively say it.
So the entire movie, as I'm sure everybody who's listening to this, all eight of you know, the whole movie's being told by what we later find out is
in a huge turn.
Modern day Gosling, modern day Rachel McAdams, she has dementia. He's reading to her from this notebook the story of their lives because she says later, she has like a note. She, like, when they basically write the book together, it seems like at some point, right?
Maybe she writes the book.
It's just her.
Yeah, because it says, like, you read this to me.
Read this to me and I'll come back to you. But, yeah. Like, I think they have both written their name. I don't know, but whatever. But, yeah, like, this is, like, how they do it. And, like, apparently every day to spend time with her to, like, because he needs to tell her this entire story to spend maybe 5 minutes, or in this movie, 2 minutes with the love of his life.
Yeah, because, like, when he gets to the end of the story, she's like, oh, shit, I remember now, that's us. And she's like, fuck, like... that's a great story, like, mm-hmm. Oh my god. And then she only is there for, like, 2 minutes, like, when she gets to the end and she remembers.
And she's like, why are you calling me darling? He's like, ah.
Yeah,
and
then
the nurse
out.
Obviously knows what's going on. He's like, Allie, calm down. Ah, it's okay. So Gosling and Rachel McAdams meet up. They have a dinner in the new house. It's wrought with sexual tension. She's like, is this the room? He's like, yeah, right over there.
Well, yeah, cause she comes back to, like, just make sure she's, like, getting married for the right reasons. Like, so she comes back to some, what was it?
Not Charleston.
Yeah.
And then we find out in modern day that old Ryan Gosling is, I guess because he's old, he gets rushed to the hospital at one point, but...
he had some heart attacks.
But he seems with it, and he's in this, like, you know, elderly care home, like this dementia home or whatever, just because that's where she is.
Yeah.
And that's not a Gosling most boyfriend material moment, but a Gosling character most boyfriend material moment, like when this whole family shows up, and it seems like they're nowhere near him.
I don't know why that... what's the, like... the holdout of them saying, like, those are his kids, not yours.
I think that's probably... so, in the new Aziz special, which I did not like, but you liked.
Yes.
Remember he talks about how his grandma...
has dementia, yes.
And the nurse is just like, oh, just lie to her. It's just easier. And he's like, I don't want to do that.
He's like, but no, I can't lie
to
my grandma.
It'd be a lot if this woman remembers, like, doesn't remember who anybody is, right? Like, he's like...
yeah.
She knows herself, but doesn't know any of these people. Doesn't know her husband. Doesn't know her kids or grandkids. Yeah. To have to introduce to her every day, this is your family, is a lot.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think it's kind of like, it's kind of for them to see her as opposed to her, because it's never going to work, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they probably also tried it. So I think that's just like a, oh, they're his kids. Like, they're here because they're here for him, but they're really there for both. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's just easier.
We also never explain how we get Duke out of Noah. Because she calls him Noah the whole time. Nobody else calls him Duke.
They can't call him Noah in the opening scene. You know what I mean? Like...
I mean...
wait, his name is Noah, too.
There's just two Noahs. No, but I'm saying, like, we don't even get, like, a... like, if he was in the army and, like, his thing would have said Duke, maybe, but we don't even get that.
I'm Googling, where does the name Duke come from in the notebook? The nickname the older Noah goes by so as not to scare the older Allie. I guess he just renamed himself.
Oh, he calls himself Duke because he reads the story and it's about Noah?
Yeah.
Why didn't he call the guy in the story Duke and call himself Noah?
Because it's probably written there. So, like, she could still read, so I'm assuming it's Noah, but I don't know why Duke.
I don't get it.
Then there's the boat scene, and they're feeding the ducks.
The real boat scene.
They're feeding the ducks. You're a bird, I'm a bird. It's raining.
Yep.
He's laughing.
Yep.
She's laughing. She's like, if you loved me all this time, why didn't you ever write to me? He's like, I wrote you 365 letters, one a day for
a
year.
It was not over. It was never over.
And then they bang. She sleeps over. She does some topless painting.
Yes.
She meets the new Rachel McAdams.
She does. And they have, like, a very cordial night, which is, like, the most awkward. That's, I think, my favorite Gosling acting scene in this movie. When they're both at the door and he's, like, outside. And she's like, can I meet her? And he's like, oh, God, no. And then Rachel McAdams is at the door. She's like, you must be whoever. And then she's like, yeah, I heard so much about you. She's like, come in. We'll make her some tea. And Gosling's like, ah, fuck it. He just gives up. He's just like, yeah, I guess they're gonna hang out tonight.
And, like, to their credit, I mean, they're as cool about it. Like, she knows, they both know exactly what it is. Like, this is the love of her life, the love of his life.
Yes.
And this is the woman that is basically light version of me.
Yes.
Because I wasn't around. We both get it. And they're like, you know, and that's when she's like, she's magnificent. I wish you the best of luck. And then leaves the movie.
Yeah, and she's like, it gives me hope that I'll find, like, my one true love. Well, that's, like, the best side piece response to this that could have ever happened.
Yep.
But sure.
So then Rachel McAdams says, tell me about the letters, mother.
Yeah, so mom shows up because Rachel McAdams is topless painting. And she should have known shit was about to go down because somebody knocks at the door. And Gosling has keys because it's his fucking house.
But she still answers the door topless and, like, in the blanket. Like,
in just a blanket, yeah. So she comes down. Mom's like, you need to get your shit together. Like, we're going to go marry this guy. And she's like, you don't understand me, Mom. She's like, come for me. Come with me. We're going to go for a ride.
They go to the, it's not a lumberyard, but maybe it's like a steel mill or something.
It's
like
a lumberyard.
Is it a lumberyard?
He's a lumberer, too. I told you, they had a type.
She kept all the letters. She gives Rachel McAdams all the letters.
Well, she goes, you're skimping over this. She goes and shows him, and she's like, see that guy? Like, he was super hot back in the day. And, like, that was my Ryan Gosling when I was 17. And
yep.
He tried to run away, and my dad called the cops, like your dad did. And we didn't get anywhere. And, like, I wound up marrying your father. And I love your father, but, like, this was my guy.
So she's saying, marry James Morrison. Like, I get where you're coming from, but...
Yeah.
But also, she's sort of saying, like, don't marry James Morrison. Because, like, if you want to wind up like me, regretting this guy...
No, but she doesn't. She says, she's like, don't get me wrong. Like, I love your dad, and, like, he's great, and he gives me everything, and I don't deserve him, and he's awesome. She's like, you have to pick. She actually lays it out pretty nice. Like, at this point, the mom, like, does a good turn. Like, stops being a bitch. And it's like, look, these are your options. You can be here, not really comfortable, but super, super, super in love.
Mm-hmm.
Or here, and be really comfortable and, like, love the guy. He's a good guy,
yeah.
You know?
Rachel McAdams is torn. She doesn't know what to do. Gosling is mad. He's like, what do you want?
What do you want?
And
that's the great... I love that scene. And I love the meme of the when you ask your girlfriend what she wants to eat for dinner. And she's like, it's not that... It's more complicated than that. And he's like, what do you want? Just tell me what you want.
And she leaves. But then he hears a door outside. He hears a car door. And it's her with all of her stuff, and she chose him.
Well, she goes back, tells her fiancé, like, and he's, like, super comforting about it. He's like, yeah, man, make the choice that's yours.
Mm-hmm.
I just want you to be happy, and, like, I'll love you forever. She's like, yes, I want to be happy with you. And then all of a sudden, nope. She just changed her mind and shows up at Gosling's door with her suitcases.
And then modern day, I remember now, it was us. And then that's when they're at dinner, and then they slow dance a little bit, and then she freaks out. And then we see in the beginning of the notebook, it's the story of our lives. Read this to me and I'll come back to you.
Yep.
And then they die together.
Yes.
Which I did not see coming.
Yeah.
Because
it's the perfect ending to it. I mean,
there's
it's
no
like
other
the
way,
pin-
yeah, there's no other way for it to end. But, you know,
but
everybody...
Rachel McAdams, old Rachel McAdams, looks at old Ryan Gosling and goes, can our love do anything? He's like, yes, it can do anything.
Yeah.
And she's like, could it take us both at the same time? And he's like, well, I wasn't ready to die yet, but sure. And then she just kills him.
With her spirit?
With her love. She murders Ryan. Like, this is a murder movie.
Two hands in two hands, just next to each other in a twin bed, dead.
Yeah, maybe she knew, like, the five-finger, like, death punch from Kill
Bill.
And then
did it to herself, also?
And him, yeah.
Yeah,
she
did it to him
and her.
Yep.
Their hearts exploded.
So here's some trivia about this movie
that
I think you know some of. But Gosling lived in Charleston for 2 months before this movie started, just to get a feel of it.
Okay.
He rode the Ashley River every morning and built furniture during the day.
He gets really into these roles, doesn't he?
Rachel McAdams lived in Charleston, took ballet and etiquette classes, and had a dialect coach.
Oh.
Gosling built the kitchen table in the movie.
Okay.
That they have dinner at, I guess. You might have known this. I think I heard about this, but at first, Gosling and Rachel McAdams did not get along on set.
Oh,
and he
oh
wanted
my
to,
God.
He tried to get her to... He tried to kick her off the movie. Like, get her
oh,
replaced.
Oh, shit. I know. I didn't know that. That's pretty awesome, though. Good
so
for
then
him.
The director, Nick Cassavetes, staged an intervention by bringing them into a room where they could air their grievances with each other. And they patched up their differences.
Fucked. They just fucked in this
enough
room.
To become a real couple for some time.
There was just like, a lot of, like... passion.
Like I was saying, the woman who plays old Rachel McAdams is the director's mother.
Yeah.
The director wanted someone unknown and, quote, not handsome to play Noah, so he hired Gosling. That's verbatim. The trivia says, therefore, he cast Ryan Gosling in the role. It's like, I don't think you understand what therefore means.
What kind of blind-ass director is this? Like, Ryan Gosling's, like, one of the most heart-throbby boys in this decade.
But maybe, do you think it's because of this? Like, obviously, we know that he's handsome because of what he becomes, but do you think he's handsome in this movie if you had this the first thing you'd seen?
Yeah, but
I mean, he's definitely not, quote, not handsome.
He's definitely handsome. Like, he's like a heart-throbby boy, like, from the jump. And he's shirtless and, like, ripped in the whole movie. Like,
true.
You try to get somebody that wasn't handsome.
True.
Like, so what the fuck are you trying to do?
Here's the other thing. Here's another one that I sort of gasped at last night.
What?
Gosling was Cassavetes' first and only choice for the role.
Okay.
But at one point, Steven Spielberg, Tom Cruise, and Justin Timberlake were all attached to be in this movie, to make this movie, to be in this movie. Can you imagine this movie with Tom Cruise? I can't.
Justin Timberlake, fuck.
Yeah, for sure. Probably with, like, Jessica Biel. Oh, actually, no, because I saw Jessica Biel audition for the role of Ellie. That's why it's in my brain. So, like, okay. them together.
Okay. Tom Cruise, definitely not.
No.
He's too old at this point.
Because he would have been 40, I think, at this point.
Yeah, and he would have had to have been playing a 17-year-old.
Well, 17-year-old and then, like, a 25-year-old, yeah.
Yeah.
The scene where Noah drives up and crashes into the gate of Ellie's summer manor was a fluke. They ruined a perfectly good gate, but they managed to get a great shot. There was apparently a whole scene telling the backstory of the notebook, the titular notebook, but it was cut out.
Okay.
A weird coincidence is that Rachel McAdams and Ryan Gosling were born in the same hospital in London, Ontario.
Really? She's Canadian too?
I guess so.
I didn't know that. That's cool.
Other actresses rumored for her part, I said Jessica Biel, but Ashley Judd.
Okay.
Reese Witherspoon.
Oh, God, I hate Reese Witherspoon.
And Britney Spears.
So much.
Can you imagine this with Justin Timberlake and Britney Spears?
Cry me a river. Dun, 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 dun.
The first things that they shot were the after 7 years, so like after he comes back from war. Then they went on a Christmas break. Gosling had to shave and lose 20 pounds. Apparently, Rachel McAdams and Gosling were shy in the modern day, but when they went back 7 years, they were much more comfortable in the younger scenes.
Okay.
Gosling, I don't know if you noticed, but does not have his piercing blue eyes because James Garner has brown eyes, so he's wearing brown contacts this entire movie.
I did notice this, actually, yeah.
The second love scene between Noah and Allie, the one, you know, after the war, was originally, quote, longer and more explicit.
Oh.
But it had to be edited down to keep PG-13 rating.
Yeah, that was a good move by them.
And the last thing is that when we first see young Gosling and young Rachel McAdams, they're wearing the same colors that the old versions of themselves are wearing. So, like, you're keyed from the very beginning.
Yeah, because they don't tell you the next fucking scene that this is what's happening.
So that's the notebook. So, Joe, what's in his hands? What's in Gosling's hands? Wood.
Gun.
Rachel McAdams. Does he holds her up.
He picks her up. He carries her.
Oars.
Oars. Pieces of the roof.
Oh, yeah, he's got that crowbar, as he's like...
Yeah.
And the, you know, old modern-day Gosling is like, you know, he had this idea that if he fixed up the house, she'd come back to him, which does work.
Yeah. A Ferris wheel.
Mm-hmm.
That's in his hands.
There's a couple things, like, early on when E wins that little stuffed animal for his girlfriend, I'm like, oh, I wish Gosling had that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. It's kind of... He doesn't have too much in his hands.
No, he's got a lot of things in his mind. Oh, he's got his bag coming back from war.
Bag, yeah. He doesn't smoke.
Old Gosling has the notebook in his hands.
True.
Her hands in his hands as he dies.
Yeah, true.
All right, Joe, let's watch the trailer. If you go to YouTube, search The Notebook Trailer from E1 Films. 5.4 million views, posted 8 years ago. Have you ever seen this trailer?
Never.
And 3, 2, 1, play.
Alliance Movies. Okay.
Birds.
Boats.
The boat scene.
It was a magical
bike handle with him, with her in a handlebar.
That's true. Oh, Penn, he's writing. And he's reading books, too. Remember, he's reading the poetry.
The Walt Whitman poetry.
Yeah.
But after seeing Allie that night...
Gosling and his Newsies. He looked like Christian Bale a lot in this movie.
He did. He did. Newsies outfit, I agree. They give you the Ferris wheel scene.
What's how you going to grab you? Like, look at this love story. He's going to kill himself.
All right, we'll go out.
She's yelling.
Tire swing.
Did that happen in the movie?
Yes, they did.
They were in the river. I don't remember.
Tire swing, yeah. Or like the rope swing. Story.
I think I've heard it before.
It's like a dream.
It's like a dream.
Well, what are you
more birds.
I work at the lumberyard.
How much do you make
See,
at your job?
When...
40 cents an hour?
That's aggressive, by the way. How much do you make at the lumberyard?
He has got
Shut
to
fuck
stop.
Up.
But he's not like shy
he's
about it. He just says it.
Yeah, he doesn't care.
You. I don't see how it's going to work. You
are not I think he also knows he doesn't belong.
Yeah, he does. For sure.
From the best-selling novel by Nicholas Sparks.
Oh, miss?
He's got a gun in his hands in war.
Comes a story.
It's normal not to forget
There's
you.
There's like the 5 or 10 minutes of this movie that James Marsden actually gets to enjoy himself.
For. Yeah.
I saw your picture in the paper, and I just wanted to see if you were okay.
I wanted to see if you were okay.
What we
Scraggly Gosling.
I have a fiancé waiting for me.
Ooh, chair in his hands.
I think that's Lily's boyfriend material
moment. Choose?
When he gets angry?
And who
yeah, when he yells at her.
For?
Why didn't you write me? I waited for you for 7 years.
She waited
years.
For him.
I wrote you every day for a year.
I wrote you every day, you dumbass.
This is the whole movie.
New Line
yeah, it's completely the entire movie.
Ryan Gosling.
If it shows him dead at the end where it's
over. Topless painting.
Yep. Rollins,
James Marsden. With
I
Sam
like that they're
Hubbard,
like young Gosling, young Rachel McAdams. You don't know it, but yet, but old Gosling, old Rachel McAdams, also James Marsden.
Yeah.
The Notebook.
The Notebook.
Oh my God. The Notebook.
My favorite review, which we're not going to get to, is that someone on Letterboxd said that watching this movie inspired them to read the book, and I was like, yeah,
that's what normally happens. What happens. Yeah. Or the book will inspire you to watch the movie. That's normally how this goes.
Next up is the Google game. So there are great autocompletes here. So Ryan Gosling, The Notebook. We have
House.
Number three is, no, House is not one, but we have quotes, which you're not going to do, scene, interview, GIF, casting, I'm going to skip two, but there's one, two, three, there's four you can get, and they're kind of new for our purposes.
Beard.
Number two. What's the big one that we saw all the time that you started guessing all the time for Zeph, every time for Zeph?
Age.
Number one.
Oh. They want to see if they can fap to this movie.
If they can deal off this movie. Yep.
The saddest fap ever. Okay, one more.
Two more.
I don't know. Tools?
Nope. Think.
Hat?
No. Think memes.
Memes?
Memes.
Memes. Crying?
Nope.
Cereal?
Nope.
Specific
to this movie.
What do you want?
Mm-hmm. Okay. He's number six or seven.
Okay.
And the last one on the list, I don't know how to get you to describe this. I guess it's like an action.
Kiss?
Yep.
Okay.
I'm just going to search The Notebook, Ryan Gosling. We also have and Rachel McAdams, and Rachel McAdams' relationship, monologue, speech, Rachel.
Okay.
But yeah, like the what do you want is a very specific, you know what I mean?
It's very specific to this movie. What do you want?
All right, Joe. So we're going to go to Letterboxd. And we're going to find out. So for reference sake, Mad Max Fury Road has been seen by 380,000 people, okay?
Yes.
The Notebook, 2004, directed by Nick Cassavetes, Rachel McAdams, Ryan Gosling, Gina Rowlands, James Garner. Average score of 3.4. How many people have seen The Notebook?
I'm going to go 82,000.
Higher.
Higher. 110.
Higher.
Really? 135.
Lower.
127.
125. 125,000 people. Average rating of 3.4.
Jump too.
How many of those have this movie in their top four? And I was showing you a bunch last night, so that you know that there's
high.
Yep.
I'm gonna go.
But are you gonna go high?
2,500.
Oh, way lower.
678.
A lot closer, but lower.
543. 520. That's a ton, dude.
So here are some top fours that we're not going to do, which I just love because these are ones where I was just like, because a lot of them are like, you know, for instance, like Titanic, this movie, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, Breakfast
exactly.
at Tiffany's, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But I pulled a lot of ones that make no sense to me.
Okay, good. Perfect.
RoboCop. Amelie. Cool.
Okay.
The Shining. This movie.
That's an aggressive top four.
The Notebook.
Yeah.
Venom.
Venom?
Batman vs. Superman, Dawn of Justice, A Star is Born. Another movie with an alley in it. I was also thinking Alley.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Makes sense.
Halloween.
Like the original Halloween?
The original Halloween.
John Carpenter?
This movie, no number four.
Those are the only three movies I need to watch for the rest of my life.
The Breakfast Club?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Psycho.
Okay.
Scream.
Okay.
This movie.
Yeah, that's
They love
weird.
Love stories and horror, I guess.
Yeah, love stories and horror kind of go hand in hand, don't
hey
they?
Hey there, my favorite movies would be anything horror or thriller. Classics would be a plus. I also did crazy long-ass review on my movies. I don't know why, I just love to talk. Jaws. Deadpool. Insidious. The Notebook.
These are great. Holy shit, you found some good ones.
So all I did is I looked at everybody, because I looked for reviews. So everybody wrote a review. So like out of the 520, there are probably like 50. So I looked at like 50 profiles. This is my favorite one just because of the twist at the end. Titanic.
Yeah.
The Notebook.
Yeah.
Heathers.
Okay.
The Exorcist.
There is a lot of horror crossover here. I'm really surprised.
So we're going to go to Evaldus, at Evaldus on Letterboxd. It's impossible to be cynical about love. It is, without a doubt, the driving force of any human being. We reproduce based on it, not because of some instinct, not because we're afraid of being alone or someone makes us do it. We live to get that feeling of acceptance without any prejudice.
As a biologist, I firmly disagree, but okay.
Then, there's this unselfish kindness, compassion, and affectionate feelings towards love interest. If you're bashing sentiments, romance, or the word, quote, love, there's just something wrong with you. Simple as that.
There is something wrong with me.
You're not totally honest with yourself, and or clearly, something went wrong while growing up.
True.
Having said that, This film is a celebration of love, and the main point of it is not the social context that these two people find themselves in. It's about believing that love can be honest. Love is not a cliche. You are. 5 stars.
That's awesome. That's a great review.
So here are...
That was somebody that watched The Notebook and took the poetry reading a little too seriously.
A top four that I think you can get without getting any wrong.
Wow. I can just go straight down the line?
So number one is this movie.
Okay.
Number four is the most popular version of this movie of all time that we've been talking about a lot. What's the same
Titanic.
Story?
Titanic.
Correct.
Okay.
Now number two and number three are both love stories.
Okay.
One's a sci-fi love story that everybody who likes this movie would like. That's we guess a lot. Set in the near future.
Okay.
Earpiece.
Her.
Yep.
Okay.
And number three, we've guessed a couple times.
Okay.
Love story starring a guy that we have since canceled. Won Best Picture. You love it.
American Beauty.
Yeah.
Damn.
Right?
That was a good 4 for 4.
The Notebook, Her, American Beauty, Titanic.
That makes sense, though. Those all fall in line. Like, that's... Yeah.
All right, Joe. Fire-ass titles. If we're renaming The Notebook, I feel like The Notebook is kind of a fire... I mean, it's a fire-ass title in the way that it's vague, that we're like, it's an object from the movie, right?
Yeah.
Two love stories become one. If we're renaming this movie in the High School Musical style, the most basic description, two love stories become one love story.
Forgotten love. Or remembered love.
Ooh, the house.
Oh, that's a good one.
White paint, blue shutters.
Boats and hoes.
Boise boys and Idahos.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Oh, I had one. What was I going to say? 365 letters.
Oh, that's a good one. The empty mailbox.
Like the magic mailbox in The Lake House.
Exactly. Yep, that's what I was thinking of. Slang and wood.
That's perfect on so many levels.
Yeah.
A painting room in the front.
A painting room. The old people's home.
The lumberman.
The lumberman.
I feel like it's a little bit softer than lumberjack. You know what I mean? Like the lumberman.
Yeah. Let the right one in.
You thought it was about vampires. It's not.
I always like using titles of other movies. That's my favorite part.
Venom?
Yeah. Geese. Canadian geese.
If you're a bird, I'm a bird.
Yeah.
Just birds. The birds. The birds.
Angry birds.
That's good. That works.
So but just emojis. Just like angry and then the bird emoji.
Most and least boyfriend material moments. So before we talk about this movie, my guesses for this one, I did not write them down verbatim, but.
Go ahead.
My guesses were they're on a boat.
Yes.
It starts raining.
True.
That's all right.
Yeah.
I thought...
You saw the movie poster.
I did. I thought he was going to take his jacket off and give to her. He does not. They just then get out and they just go bang.
Yeah.
The least boyfriend material moment I was also mostly right on. Again, this is just the kind of movie that like everybody has seen, even if they haven't seen.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure who, but one of them is just coming through town for the summer.
Yes, true. Which is crazy, but yeah, go ahead.
That they want to stay together, that she wants to stay together at the end of the summer, which is fully right.
Yep.
And he says, I mean, I didn't know why he says no, but he basically says no. Like, we'll just see, you know, we'll see what happens.
Yep.
Essentially, you know, she wants him to stay, and he does not stay. I didn't have, like, these crazy long detailed guesses, but I think that's, like, 4 or 5 points. Like, that is, like, everything, like...
That's everything of the least boyfriend material moment. Yeah, that's... I mean, and that's arguably is the least boyfriend material moment. You did good on that one. You smashed it.
So for this movie, what are your picks for most and least boyfriend material moments?
Say earlier, least boyfriend material moment is when he throws the chair on the porch before the what do you want.
Mm-hmm.
But like that part's like fine, whatever. But it's the when he's on the porch and he's like, we're gonna go through this shit again, and just like throws the chair. Like that's pretty bad.
I'm gonna go just because it so fits in perfectly with our game. I'll do least than most. It's just the same a bird no, and then all right, you're a bird. I'm a bird. You're a bird. I'm a bird.
It's just both.
It's just both. Like because it's like it's he's like no, I'm not gonna play along with this stupid game. All right, fine, we're birds.
And the most boyfriend material moment has to be the hanging from the Ferris wheel, asking for a date. Like, that's cute to me, and I hate people.
This movie is pretty cute. Like, I feel like...
It's cute.
The ultimate thing that, you know, we were talking about this last night, and even maybe at the beginning of this, right? But it's like, it's not bad, it's just exactly what you think it's going to be.
Yeah, I think that people over-appreciate it is what gets me upset about it.
Yeah. Well, I think it's just the formative time, right? Like, it's the fact that it came out...
Yeah,
when they were in high school.
It's the fact that it came out when they're in high school. There's so many better versions of the story, including Titanic.
Which is already out, yeah.
Which is already out.
Yeah.
And it's like, this reminds me of like when people were like, Breaking Bad's the greatest show to ever be on TV. And I'm like, well, what other
great
shows?
Did you watch The Wire?
Yeah, did you watch The Wire? Or did you, like, have you seen any of these other shows? And they're like, no.
Because Breaking Bad is the greatest show. Without Titanic, I don't know if this movie exists. Like, I don't know when the novel came out, but...
Yeah. And without, like, all those other shows, like, does Breaking Bad exist? No, because, like, there's tons of homages to all that shit in Breaking Bad. So people are like, Breaking Bad's the greatest show ever. And you're like, yeah, but it's like Tarantino movies. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you see a Tarantino movie, you're like, oh, that was sick. But Tarantino movies are just, like a mesh of, like, old kung fu movies and, like, westerns and shit like that. So it's like, yeah, it's a great movie, but, like, are you getting the context of where this is coming from?
Right.
And have you seen everything else? So, like, don't tell me this is your favorite movie is all I'm trying to say.
So now, Joe, our next movie that we're doing.
Yes.
The United States of Leland.
I have no idea what this is about.
I've seen this movie, but I don't remember a single thing about it.
Okay, I got it.
So
I
back in college. So here, actually here, I want to say one more thing about this movie, why people love this movie. I think because it's geared toward high school, college age girls, right?
And it
I
is?
I feel like it's that kind of thing where it's like, I'm with a boyfriend that I'm maybe seeing this movie with. We're going to different colleges in the fall.
Oh.
My mom doesn't, like, it doesn't, it's not going to make sense, but I don't want to give this up. And I feel like it's kind of that, you know what I mean? It's like I feel like that's why it's so, because it probably reminds them of that boy.
Okay.
Like, not that it's good, but I also sort of see at the right time, but also at the same time, I was saying before, Far and Away I love. Titanic, I think, is incredible.
Yeah, Titanic.
This
great.
Is just fine.
Okay.
So United States, so this movie and the other movie, I'm not going to tell you which, well, actually, I'll tell you which one it is. It's The Believer. Those are two movies that I remember in college, Melissa, friend of the show Melissa, or her sister were both like, if you like Gosling, I don't remember what was that, but it was like, if you like him, like, check out these movies. So I saw these two movies, I was like, these are, like, it didn't feel like the kind of movies that people would recommend. But I think they're pretty known, or at least early Gosling, these are the only two that I've heard of before our thing. So United States of Leland, I don't know what it's about. I think he's Leland, but I don't know.
Okay.
One of the most and least boyfriend material moments, and I'm going to guess two.
I know exactly what it's about.
Okay.
It's called United States of Leland.
Yep.
Ryan Gosling
yep.
is a notorious counterfeiter.
Mm-hmm.
And he's printing all kinds of new money.
Is this set in modern day or is this old timey?
It's modern.
Okay.
It's modern day. But like pre the blue bills.
Okay.
Right? Obviously, because it's out before that.
2003, yeah.
And like a little like nod that he does is he writes Leland down on the bills. So it says United States of Leland as opposed to United States of America. The most boyfriend material thing he does, he finds a girl.
Mm-hmm. Who's she played by?
I was going to say Rachel. Like, I'm just imagining it's Rachel McAdams. Yeah, it's not, but it is in my head.
Yep.
And she's like, how do you have all of this money? And he, like, takes her and shows her the counterfeiting room, and he had carved her face into a press, and he prints money with her face on it. And he's like, it's United States of Rachel McAdams now.
Least boyfriend material moment.
He takes her out to eat at a fancy restaurant. He doesn't know that it's owned by her family and pays with the counterfeit money. It's like a really nice restaurant. That's what I'm thinking. I was thinking about the scene from Catch Me If You Can when he gives the actress hooker the check that's the fake check that he made. It's going to be much like that.
Okay. The United States of Leland. Gosling is Leland. This could be, I could maybe be remembering it, or I could kind of be willing this into existence. But you know how early in Zeff's career, he played someone who was autistic? I think Gosling is autistic in this movie.
Oh.
He creates this entire universe, this entire world, but it's the United States of Leland. So he creates this whole, so the most boyfriend material moment is that he falls in love with this girl, like this neighborhood girl, and he writes this entire narrative for her in this world.
It's like Dungeons and Dragons.
Based on real life, sort of.
Okay, okay.
It's kind of more like Marwyn Call.
What?
That Steve Carell movie that came out last year that tanked.
Oh, yes.
So the most boyfriend material moment is that he meets this girl, and without knowing, without her knowing, like, she's nice to him because she's nice to everybody, whatever, and he's in love with her because she's the first girl who showed him affection.
Yeah, I get it.
He builds this world for her, and then he shows it to her, and she gets freaked out.
Yeah, she's like, this is fucking creepy. There's, like, a lot of her hair in it and stuff.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But the least boyfriend material moment is then, I don't know if it's words or it's, I'm sort of picturing like it's like words, but also like kind of like a train table, like a train set, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the least boyfriend material moment is that in front of her, he gets really angry and just smashes it all up because she won't accept him immediately.
Okay. That works.
Joe, the last thing we have to do, nominate The Notebook for awards.
God.
Best film, no. Worst film. Again, I don't think it's worst film. I think it's just down the middle.
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
I'm going to nominate, though, most disappointing movie.
Why?
Because I feel like this should have been, at least in terms of what it was built up to be, this could have been a great love story.
It could have been a great love story, but it is the pinnacle Goss movie.
But it's disappointing to me. I wanted to love this movie. Okay. I wanted to cry.
Yeah, and it's not going to, if you like are a normal person, it shouldn't.
Best or worst Gosling role, I feel like, again, it's kind of down the middle. Most or least boyfriend material caliber role? I think it's most, because he...
Most. For the sure. entire movie.
Like, this might be the winner of most boyfriend material caliber
Obviously.
Role.
He builds a house for her.
Most fun film? No. Best song? No. Soundtrack score? No.
No.
There's a lot of times where like, the music, like, overly swells. Like, it's like, cry!
Yeah. It does. It's trying to get you to cry a lot.
Best cinematography? I think this movie looks nice, but I'm going to say no. Best costumes? I'll say yeah, just because I like an old-timey period piece.
I do, too. I like the Newsies outfits. I'm a fan.
I do want to give a shout-out. This was going to be one that Resident Story Mike Manzi was on, because it was set back in time, but as we are just blowing through these, and now that we're recording this one in person, so shout-out, One Finger to the Sky, Mr. Mike Manzi.
Mwah.
Best or worst Gosling hair? Worst?
I think it's kind of down the line.
Okay.
It's like, it's just hair.
Best or worst love story?
Best.
Okay. Noah and Allie.
For sure.
Best Gosling scream? What do you want?
What do you want? It's my favorite. I don't think it's the best, but it's my favorite.
Does he cry? She cries.
I think he cries.
But when?
In the rain. He's, like, just moping the whole time. Like, he's, like, near tears the entire movie.
I'm gonna say, I just don't know. There's not, like, a specific, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm not saying no just to say no, but
yeah,
I don't remember
you.
A specific
no
thing.
Yeah.
Best Gosling punch in the face, Rachel McAdams.
Yeah, slap on car.
Best instrument played. He does not play. She plays the piano. He does not play an instrument.
No, that's true. Yeah,
he does not.
I was so sad that he didn't play.
He does not kill anyone.
She kills him. The end.
True, but it's Gosling kill.
Yeah. He kills maybe like commies or like the Viet Cong.
We actually don't see, like, we just see
his friend
die. We just see E die. Best job. I am going to nominate Lumberman because we have, and I'm going to say Lumberman / House Restorer because we nominated Oil Laborer at the end of Song of Song, and I feel like this is kind of the same thing.
Okay.
Best dancing scene, slow dancing in the street.
Yeah. 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 That works.
Now, best non Gos role, male or female.
Ugh.
I think she's good in this. I think it's not her fault that the movie's not great.
Yeah. We gotta watch because it's just gonna win a bunch of categories if people vote.
Well, we can knock things off. But yeah, 9 nominations. Most disappointing movie, most boyfriend show caliber role, best costumes, best love story, best scream, best punch in the face, best job, best dancing scene, best non-Gos role female.
Fair.
So now, Joe, I mentioned, I don't know if you're ready. This is episode 20. We've got 10 more to do.
Oh, yes.
Ranking Gosling movies.
I'm just going to do a preliminary. I couldn't do it. It's really hard.
So I want you to work your way from the bottom up, if you can. So your least favorite.
La La Land.
Still 20 out of 20.
20 out of 20.
My number 20 is Stay.
Obviously. 19 is Stay for me.
For me, 19 is Fracture.
Okay. Yeah, these ones at the end here.
And if you
weird.
Forget one, if you miss one, you can sort of like retroactively, because we're not writing this down, but if you could, like, I have it all on my letterbox at Soul Popped. Your number 18. My number 18 is Lost River, because he's not in that. He just directed that. So I have that.
Yeah, Lost River. I'll take Lost River at 18.
17, I have Gangster Squad, Goster Squad.
I'm going to go Fracture, then Goster Squad.
So you have Goster Squad 16. So I have All Good Things 16.
Okay.
15.
Song to Song.
Yep, that's what I have. 14.
Then I'm going to do Blue Valentine because it's too sad for me.
14, I have The Ides of March.
Ides of Goss. I'll take that at 13.
I have The Notebook at 13.
Ooh, no. Yeah, I'm going to put The Notebook, like, let me do...
Well, I mean, you already have 2 of my top 5 and your bottom, like, 8, so you got room to wiggle.
Yeah, All Goss Things, maybe.
Okay. 12, I have Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah, I'll take that one.
11.
The middle is kind of like a middle.
Yeah, because there's a lot of these that are, like, they're not bad. Like, I feel like, so for the next number 11,
like
I have...
Two or three bad ones, 2 or 3 great ones, and then a lot in the middle. So
I think that there are 2 really bad ones, and the one that he directed where it's just like, it's fine. Then there's a couple more that are not great, and then I have between 8 and 10 great ones.
Okay.
We'll say. Number 11, I have Half Nelson.
The Notebook, right at the middle for me.
Number 10, The Big Short.
No, that should go higher, man. That should definitely go
well,
higher.
I just, because he's not in that movie a ton. It's about a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think Half Nelson comes in about here now for me.
Okay.
Because I hadn't had it yet.
Number 9, First Man.
That's low, too. I'm going to have to go Big Short now.
Number 8, The Gos Beyond the Pines.
Only Gos Forgives.
Number 7, Lars and the Real Gos.
Yeah, I'm going to put that way higher. I'll go Gos Beyond the Pines now.
Number 6, Only Gos Forgives.
Did I do Ides of Gos already?
Nope.
Okay, give me Ides of Gos now.
Number 5, Drive. The top 5 could pretty much be in any order for me, I think.
Yeah, I got to go Blade Runner at 5.
I have Blade Runner at 4. So wait, what are your 3 that you have left?
I got Lars and the Real Girl. I'll take that high because I really like that movie. It was a giant surprise to me.
So your top 3, you have that, you have The Nice Guys, and what's the other one that you're missing? Crazy Stupid Goss?
Drive.
Drive. Okay.
I'll do Nice Guys and Drive.
Drive's number one?
Yeah.
Number three, I have Blue Valentine.
Okay.
Two, I have La La Land.
Okay.
Number one, I upped it, The Nice Guys.
The Nice Guys.
It used to be La La Land number one. I was like, I can't, you know.
Yeah, The Nice Guys is fun, man.
Nice Guys is great.
Yeah, it's a fun movie.
So, Joe, we'll be back next week for The United States of Leland, and then two movies I've never heard of. Oh, actually, Murder by Numbers, all I know is a Sandra Bullock movie.
That sounds like a, well, I have, no, I have a hot take on.
And then there's The Slaughter Rule, which I've never heard of. But, Joe, we have 10 more episodes, including our clip show, and then we're going to do the nominees, the awards nominees, put out the, let the fans vote.
Yeah.
Do some chanting. But, yeah, we've got, you know, 9 more things, essentially, to watch, and damn, then just our wrap-ups.
I'm excited. We're cruising.
So for all things boyfriend material, you can go to cageclub.me, facebook.com/cageclub, at cageclubpod on Twitter and Instagram. Email us, boyfriendmaterial@cageclub.me. Most importantly, check out our Fast and Furious podcast, The Fast and the Furious, Too Fast, Too Forever, every other Tuesday, wherever you find this podcast, that is that. Same show, different movies, same nonsense. And come back next week for The United States of Leland, a movie either about a counterfeiter, an autistic yes, man, or something else altogether. I'm Joey Lewandowski.
I'm Joe, too.
And we'll see you next time right here on Boyfriend Material.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Bird is a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. The bird's a winner. Well, the bird. Well, the bird is a winner. Well, the bird. The bird's 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 a winner. Well, everybody knows that the bird is a winner, winner, bird, bird.